The steal of the year was Herman Edwards, number 46, a free agent who stepped in at right corner and tied for second in the conference with 6 interceptions. The coaches assessed his 1977 performance as being equal to that of a first-round pick.
I can remember my first year as a rookie. The greatest thing that ever happened to me was the fact that walking, we used to practice at Widener College, walking from the gymnasium up to the practice field, I took a walk every day with Roman Gabriel. If you're talking about a guy that had been in this league a long time, he was kind of on the end of his career, Ron Jaworski was going to be the starter, and he would talk to me about what it took to be a professional football player. Sometimes players in today, they think they get a helmet and they got a jersey, that they're a pro. They just have the equipment. But it doesn't make them a pro. You got to work at this. I mean, your talent gets you here, but it won't keep you here. This league will weed you out. You got to work at it. Well, I learned that from Roman Gable, how to study film, and how to do things, do the little things to be a professional football player. A lot of people are counting on you to do your job.
From here on in, Pazarczyk can just fall on the football, and there is nothing the Eagles can do. And Pazarczyk fumbles the football. It's picked up by Herman Edwards. 15, 10, 5, touchdown Eagles. I don't believe it.
You don't know the play that's about to happen can change the complexity of that football game. I didn't know that ball was going to fall out of there and fumble. I didn't know that. But if I had just not ran across the line of scrimmage and just said, well, I'm just standing here because they're going to kneel on the ball, I'm not going to move, I don't pick up that ball. We never win that game. That was my job. I was doing my job. Guess what? Something good happened. And that's what you got to understand when you're playing this game.
We won Dallas! Dallas! We hate you! Dallas! Right here! At the vent!
My fondest moment as a player when we beat the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC Championship game in the old vet. The excitement, the energy that was in that stadium when the clock ticked down. It was unbelievable. I can still hear that crowd. I can still feel the energy in the vet when we were going to go to the Super Bowl. For this whole city, they embraced the football team and everything that the coaches had done and how the team was kind of built. It was a special moment.
In the secondary, cornerback Herman Edwards, number 46, finished as the team's leading interceptor for the third time in his career.
If you played here, you stay in here. Do you root for him? Absolutely. This city is dying up for this team to hold that trophy up. And I want them to hold that trophy up, believe me, because when you're an Eagle for all your life. And that's what's great about playing for this football team and being a part of this organization. 9 years of my career was here in Philadelphia, and it couldn't be in a better spot because this is a spot of the blue-collar, passionate fan. And that's kind of how I played. I played with a chip on my shoulder. I always felt I had something to prove. I really had an outstanding stay here with the fans, living in Philadelphia. It worked out great for me, and I'm glad I had an opportunity to play for the Eagles. I think when you've been involved in football as long as I have been, you've always involved in it in a lot of different ways. I've coached, I've played, and I'm in the broadcasting side of it, and I'm hoping when I'm on this side of it, I can give the fans a different look of how a former player, a former coach kind of looks at it. I'm thankful to have the opportunity maybe to give back to the fans something that is a little bit different than other guys will bring to the table. I had a heck of a run, and I've enjoyed it. There's been some ups, there's been some downs. You know, the great thing about football, it's similar to life. In a three-hour period, all the emotions of a lifetime happen to you. You have happiness, you have sadness, you have anxiety. All those things happen for 3 hours. Football has made me a better person. Hopefully, I've given back to football as much as it's given me.